Acaba disabled especially bir şey kadar problem. Evet problem. Another senior group of disciples. For I speak as a humble servant. Trilochan. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Janat mrindasya jananjana shalakaya chakshuran mritam yena tasmai sri gurave namaha. Namo vishnu padaya krishna prashtaya bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschati Adishatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaurav Bhaktarinda Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama
Itribad, Mumunde Shigrandan Taranam, Paramananda Madhavam, Sri Chaitanyeshwaram. Archanam. Saravam Bhattachari Ashalad Chaitanya. Of all the nine limbs of devotion service, which one is prominent? Lord Chaitanya said, Shravanam and Kirtanam. So in Kali Yuga, these two are very prominent. If Shravanam and Kirtanam are very prominent, and Lord Chaitanya did not open any temple at all. Lord Chaitanya tried to open temple in the hearts of people traveling, and he just spread the holy name. Then why Prabhupada started big temples? One day Prabhupada was going, and one gentleman asked Prabhupada, why have you started big temples? And Prabhupada was on a morning walk. So Prabhupada was walking with his cane very fast. Prabhupada slowed down and said, and he showed, pointed to a hole. Prabhupada said, he pointed a hole. I can sit in the hole and give the class. Will you come and sit down here to listen the class? So I can sit anywhere and give the class. I can sit under a tree and give the class. But for in the society, all section of people to come and listen, I have started a place. Right. To facilitate Shravanam and Kirtanam, I have started a place. I have started these big temples. So, temples, Srila Prabhupada has started to facilitate Shravanam and Kirtanam. But, apart from that, Kali Yuga, the impersonalism is very prominent. Kali Yuga means impersonalism. We live side by side, but we don't know our next door neighbor. 20 years later also. How are you today? You'll ask, who are you? I'm your next door neighbor. So, it's very impersonal. So, Srila Prabhupada, he knew this very well. And for this reason, for a person to get rid of his impurities from the heart, holy name, Shravanam and Kirtanam, along with that, you need to have a personal touch with the deity. That will remove impersonal tendency and establish a relationship with Krishna. How many of us here realize Krishna when we chant the holy name? How many of us have a personal connection with Krishna while chanting the holy name? But I am sure you all agree, we come to temple to see Radha Sharad Vihari. You agree or not? So, in order for us to get rid of the impurities and get rid of the impersonalism from our heart, have a connection with Krishna one to one, before we go back to spiritual world, this is very important. This training is very necessary. That is the reason Prabhupada established deities. What is very difficult in Kali Yuga? Relationships are very difficult. We can deal very nicely with our cell phone. Actually, most of the time, that's what we do. We can deal very nicely with our computer. We cannot deal with our family members. There is a joke that came 10 years ago. Father sends an email to son. Please come down and take prasad. There is the son present upstairs. So what is the father telling? Come down and take prasad. And recently another example somebody told me. So father had 4 sons living in the same home, but they don't see each other. And then what father did? He switched off the power. Everything became pitch dark. When everything became pitch dark, internet was not working, no light, they all came down. And that is when father lit up the candles. Everybody, what happened? Power cut. So the lights are there next door. Father said, I don't know. Power is not working. And that is the first time in so many years they all sat together and ate. And I don't know how many of you know, the biggest problem in Japan is already happening. It is identified as the national problem of Japan. The youth in Japan cannot relate with the parents. The previous generation. And you all know very well, it's happening in Japan means it's happening in America, right? So we have this problem. Impersonalism is prominent, dominant. So Srila Prabhupada knew very well, Vaishnavism means what? We need to have one-to-one relationship with devotees. For that to happen, we need to have one-to-one relationship with Krishna. First is Krishna, then is the devotees. Otherwise, we will stay here, but when we go to the spiritual world, can we deal with them nicely? So Prabhupada has opened a training center where devotees should come together, have one-to-one nice relationships with each other, one another, and with Krishna in the center. So to curb the impersonal relationship, Srila Prabhupada started the temples, and that is one reason why Prahlad Maharaj, Archanam is part of the bhakti process. I have a question for all of you. I have seen this again and again and again. Even if you come actually in the deity worship, two things are prominent to have the relationship. Prabhupada said it is not easy to realize Krishna. For us to realize Krishna, what are the two prominent things in deity worship? Two things that are very prominent in deity worship are, one, cleanliness; two, punctuality. Prabhupada was in Mayapur. I know time is Mangalarti time, Darshanarti time, and it was 7:31. Prabhupada turned like this and looked at Jivanas Prabhu. What's happening? 7:31. So Prabhupada and Jivanas Prabhu looked. So what's happening? So 1 minute, Prabhupada said, we have invited Krishna from the spiritual world. Krishna descended, and it's 1 minute late. Same thing with the offering also. Sometimes, very important in these two things. If we do not take care of these two things, however great preachers may be, if Krishna is not happy, then the progress of the temple becomes difficult. What are the two things prominent? Cleanliness, punctuality. Very important. And actually many people, I mean, we are also starting a temple. Temples, so many temples are coming up. But I'm honest with you, it's not easy. It's very difficult. I'm sure those parents who are here, they agree. Compared to giving birth to the child, maintaining the child for next 30 years is very difficult. Which one is difficult? Giving birth to the child is difficult, or bringing them up is difficult? Actually, giving birth to child is very difficult. But if we compare the bringing up, upbringing with the delivery, delivery is nothing. How many parents agree? Nobody is agreeing. Wow. So I think they are telling delivery is difficult. I mean, giving birth is difficult and bringing them up is easy. Okay, ladies. Amma, Mataji, is bringing them up is difficult or giving birth to them is difficult? Bringing them up is difficult. So, in order for us to follow these two things, Prabhupada, we need to, unless we follow these two things, we cannot realize Krishna. Deity worship, very important one thing that will curb false ego. Definitely. But for us to get rid of the false ego, we should follow these two things, punctuality and cleanliness. Punctuality and cleanliness. Prabhupada said, a person who has an impure heart, he has to do deity worship. But for that, there should be a theoretical assumption. We should theoretically be convinced, not assumption, sorry. We should be theoretically be convinced Krishna is a deity. One famous Prabhupada disciple was giving lecture. Prabhupada was sitting in the class. Krishna is in the deity. He continued the lecture. At the end, lecture was over, the speaker asked, any questions? Prabhupada raised his hand. You said in your lecture, Krishna is in the deity. Which part of the deity Krishna is present? This is Prabhupada asking the speaker. He would have answered some other way if someone else had asked. Prabhupada said, which part of the deity Krishna is present? He tried. Prabhupada said, Krishna is deity, deity is Krishna. Not Krishna is present in the deity. Krishna is deity. If somebody believes this, go and remove the turban of Radha Shadvihari. You don't see the pin marks. You should be very, I presume they are not there. Actually, in my dress also, now I'm in Detroit. So Radha Kunjbihari also, you see pin marks. Krishna feels the pain. Krishna is not stone. It is Krishna. So offering has to go on the altar. 12 o'clock means 11:57 it should be there. 11:15 it should be there. 11:59 it should be there. If not, 12 o'clock it should be there. The only difference in Radha Krishna worship and Gauranitha worship is Gauranitha had the excuse. Mahaprabhu is magnanimous. But Radha Krishna? So building the temple may be easy, but maintaining the temple is very difficult. I have so many stories. Hundreds and ISKCON especially known for this. New Vrindavan, 1975. They did not have any japa period those days. 2:30 to 4:30 you have to chant your rounds. Then Mangalarti, then immediately class, and 6:30 you had to go for construction, palace construction. So the pujari came down August month. And you know, August in India is, and America hot. He said, not even one leaf was moving. Everything was standstill. So he came down at 2:30, started chanting his rounds. So you all know very well, in the night we offer sweet rice, I mean kheer. So nobody was there yet. He was chanting his rounds. The curtains were there. Suddenly the curtains moved like this. Cat went inside, this cat will drink this milk, it will drink the kheer, it is an offense to the deity. As he was thinking, again the curtains moved like this. Means somebody walks from behind, the curtains move, right? Oh no. So he first, when the curtains moved first time, as the first person left, he little bit ignored. But when he saw the curtains moving second time, he concluded, definitely, this cat went inside and definitely to drink the milk, which is an offense to Radha and Krishna, Radha and Chandra. So what he did, usually we don't do that. We don't disturb Radha and Krishna. But he wanted to make sure it was cat, and he wanted to drive the cat away. So what he did, he put his hand on the curtain, and a little bit he removed it. He doesn't want to see Radha and Krishna. So he sat, he saw on the ground. That's where you put the sweet rice and on the lid on the top. So he saw it was the bowls were there with the lids on the top. There is no cat. And where is the cat? He thought, I think cat might have climbed the altar. I have to look at the altar. And he raised his head and looked at the altar. Radha Vrindavan Chandra were not there. Can you hear? Radha Vrindavan Chandra were not there on the altar. They were not there on the altar. Where were they? So, what? Somebody stole the deities or what? Everything is locked. And he had the keys. So, he told me, this is a naked truth you want to believe. He would sit down, chant one round, and he would pinch himself. He's not falling asleep. He would go and open the curtain. They were not there. Yeah. 10 rounds he did, 11 rounds, 12 rounds. Then devotees start telling, coming one by one. They start chanting. Then the anxiety started. Why? He was the pujari that day. He had to wake them up. So he boiled the milk, but he knew for sure they were not there, not he checked. But with every, for every round he did, he checked. So he went, he apparently did achaman. Then, we recited the prayers. So Upantra Karuna, Bhagavan Viruddha. He started reciting, knowing very well they are not there. Then he opened the door. They were there. So what was his conclusion? He said, it was so hot, they might have gone to the lake. And they came back. Interesting. And Nirunan, they would cook sweet rice. Sunday feast was excellent those days. 10 items. And we had, even today we have, small ladies Gauranithai. Nityananda Prabhu would eat this Sunday feast too much. The next day, the kaupin would not fit. So the pujari would call everybody, Nityananda Prabhu has eaten too much yesterday. So the kaupin is not fitting. And all the pujaris on the altar, they would come and see the kaupin. So this much difference. The same coffin would fit on Tuesday, but it would not fit on Monday. But Mahaprabhu was little sober, His kapun would fit. But not Nityananda Prabhu. So this from Nirindavan, you know. And many pastimes. Rajapur Jaina Swami, you know, the main courtyard, the main temple, and in the corner of the temple there is a small room they constructed where the sannyasis would come and give class once in a while. These, you know, the Mayapur residents would go and sit down and hear the class. One day, one mother was, she took her son, probably 5-6 year old son, and she was listening to the class. Suddenly this boy, you know, slipped out of her hands. You know, because she was listening to the lecture, she did not pay attention. Anyway, he would play in the courtyard. So she was listening to the lecture. Suddenly she started, sorry, she heard him cry. So he was crying. She went out. Why are you crying? What happened? He said, I want Subhadra jewelry. Hey, what are you talking? You want Subhadra jewelry? So don't ask. No, no, I went and pulled. Then why are you crying? That person slapped. So what this boy did, he went and pulled Subhadra jewelry and Balramji slapped him. So Balramji slapped him and so the boy came back and told he slapped. Then Pujari, one day, this Chandramouli Maharaj said this, I heard directly from him. So he put one necklace, put second necklace, he put third necklace to Jagannath Swami. Then he put the fourth necklace, fell down. He picked it up, he put it, fell down. He picked up third time, he put the necklace, fell down. Fourth time he was picking it up. Jagannath Swami said, not dream, live. You can't understand, three are enough. I don't need the fourth one. Three is more than enough. So, three necklaces are more than enough, I don't need the fourth one. Okay. This guy was stunned. So my point to you, Brahma said, we don't have, we need to have sufficient purity to perceive Krishna, Radha Sharadi Vihari is standing here to receive our worship. Srila Prabhupada, 1975, actually no, Prabhupada came visited New Vrindavan, standing in front of Radha Vrindavan Chandra, Prabhupada tears, with tears in his eyes said, Radha Vrindavan Chandra came to America to entice, to attract new American, so to attract young American boys and girls. And then Prabhupada turned and said, if you do not take good care of them, a day will come, you will say, why my guru has given this burden? That day should not come, Prabhupada said. Problem is, I want everyone to know this. Spirituality means going from gross to subtle. Going from grossest point to the subtlest point. Indriyani paranyahar, indriyabhya brahmana, manasastu parabuddhir, ibuddhe parvastu. So, sense from, you know, dead matter, then senses, then mind, then intelligence, then ego, then soul. If we understand this point, we are coming to ISKCON temples for only one reason. Purify the senses, purify the mind, purify the intelligence, purify the ego, and go back to spiritual world. I always ask this question. How many of us have bank accounts? I don't want any money. Don't worry. Let me see how many of us have bank accounts. Some people are scared. I don't want. 50 years later, that will be there, but we won't be there. How many of us agree? But every week you are coming, those pujaris, they are serving, they are doing service. Day after day, week after week, month after month. It is an eternal credit. Svalpam abhyasya dharmasya trayate mahatobhayat. Janivas Prabhu, that pujar of Mayapur, he said, those pujaris who are engaged in rendering service, what is the additional or extra advantage they have? Usually when we are purified, fully purified, self-realized, then all the devotees would transport to that planet where Krishna is performing pastimes for training. And once there, they get training, they receive training in the material universe where Krishna is performing pastimes. From there, at the end, Krishna would transport them to the spiritual world. Jagannath Prabhu said, but for those devotees who are engaged in deity worship, they don't need such training, because they are already well versed with dealing with Krishna. They will be directly sent to Goloka Vrindavan. How many of you say three times Hari Bol?
Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol!
To the pujaris. So if the pujari understands, I don't know how many pujaris are sitting here. They should do it, they should follow these two things, punctuation and, sorry, punctuality and cleanliness. Prabhupada actually in the last days in Vrindavan Krishna Vallabha temple, Prabhupada called, you know, this pujari, 1 o'clock. Yes, Prabhupada, you really do not know how fortunate you are rendering this direct service. So we have to realize deity is Krishna. But the next thing, nectar of instruction first. You know, Uttamadhikari, Madhyamadhikari, and Kanishtadhikari. Who is a Kanishtadhikari? He knows very well how to do the deity worship. He doesn't know how to deal with devotees. If we really want to please Krishna, yes, punctuality and cleanliness, but there is one more. What is that? Deal with the devotees nicely. So Gauranga Goswami's quotation is there very nicely. You would speak. I said, what is ISKCON? For purification, when we take prasad, our senses are purified. When we chant the holy name, our mind is purified. When we read scriptures, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, our intelligence is purified. But when we live together with devotees, one thing will definitely happen. Our ego will be purified. How many of us agree?
Yes.
Arey, I can't deal with him. He is also thinking like that only. So what is Krishna telling? If you don't settle here, sir, don't settle the accounts here, you both will not come there. Or if you come there, you look each other. You're here. He will think you're here. Next 1 minute, he'll be in Philadelphia again. How many of us want that to happen? Definitely not us, right? So Krishna is telling, please, I have sent you. You prayed in the past. My Lord, I want to purify my ego. I want to purify my senses. I want to purify my, what is that? Mind and intelligence. Krishna is telling, that's why I sent you ISKCON. First year we appreciate everything. Prasad is great, deities are great. You know, chanting is great. Every devotee is a pure devotee. 2 years later, what is great? Only prasad is great. Of course, Krishna is also great. You know? So now, what is that? Deity is available actually 6 different types. Dharmai. Dharma means wooden. What is the best example for Jagannath Swami? Lepya means lepa. Kaudan. Which one? Where can we see this type of deities?
Govardhan,
exactly. Govardhan area, we see deities made up of kaudan. Then Manimaya, made up of jewels. Anyone has seen any deity made up of jewel?
Nilamadav
is made up of jewel?
Nilamadav, before Jagannath, when
Nilamadav went. So Nilamadav, okay. Then painted, pictured. Where do you see the deity? Picture as a deity.
ISKCON temples.
ISKCON temples. Morkuti. If you go to Morkuti, Mayurkuti, you know, Varsana. From Varsana, if you walk, see, you know, Radha, Radharani, you know, then Radha Kushalvihar temple, then you go further down, then the Mayurkuti, Morkuti comes. There, the deity, there is no deity. What is the deity? Picture actually, drawn by a Rajavasi. You know, Radharani gave him the eyesight, and he was sitting in that place, meditating on Manlila. And one day Radharani became angry, Krishna wanted to pacify Radharani. So what Krishna did? So if you remember, this is Man Mandir on one hill. On this side is another hill. So Krishna, in order to pacify Radharani, he assumed the form of peacock and he started dancing. So after some time Radharani's anger was pacified, you know. And what happened? She assumed the form of a peahen and started dancing. This Babaji wanted to, you know, experience that Leela. And he did tapasya there and he experienced it. Then Radharani told him, "You paint it." He said, I was never a painter in my life, and I'm a blind man. I don't know how to." Radharani said, "Don't worry, I'll tell you how to do it." So Radharani instructed this blind man to go into the bushes, you know, pluck some leaves, mix. She taught him how to make colors and she made him paint. That is the only picture present in Morkuti. That is actually deity, you know. So, and what is that? The deity of the mind. So you can have a deity in your mind. Which deity? Somebody said. Holy name. Holy name is deity, yes. And?
Madhvendra Puri
in the mind? No.
Like that Brahmachari, Narasimha Brahmachari, he was also meditating on Lord Chaitanya in the mind offering.
Narasimhananda Brahmachari. No, nobody was rendering service to the deities in the mind, right? They were not offering things in the mind.
That Brahmana who went to Goloka made kheer and it was.
Yes, Pratishtha Napur. This story was given in Nectar of Devotion. So one day in lecture, Brahmana said there are six types of deities. One deity is deity of in the form of mind. You can do all these things in the mind. So what he was doing? He would close his eyes and he would imagine making sweet rice to Krishna. He would make all the things and he would offer it to Krishna. So one day he wanted to offer sweet rice. You know, sweet rice is not offered hot. In his mind, he cooked sweet rice and he allowed the sweet rice to cool down. And he wanted to check whether the sweet rice is cool or not in the mind. So he put finger and the finger was burnt. And Vishnu laughed. Why? Lakshmi asked him, "Why are you laughing?" And the next minute, this Brahmana was transported to Vaikuntha. So that is the Manimaya deity, deity in the mind. But usually, though there are different types, the one deity that is very prominent is a deity Shaili. Shaili means stone deity. Why Krishna, Supreme Spirit, has to appear in a deity form? One is, he wants us to worship him. That is his desire. What is his desire? Manmana bhava madbhakto madhyajimam namaskuru mame vaishyasi satyante pradijani priyasimi. So Krishna is telling, become my devotee. And devotee asks, how do I become your devotee? How do I serve you? Krishna says, you serve me. You are Supreme Spirit. I am Supreme Matter. Anything we enjoy here is matter only. What is our... we are not Supreme Matter, I'm joking. We are only matter. We don't know we are spirit. We are actually spirit soul stuck in the matter. But do we really deal with spirit? Anything we deal in this world is matter. Food, matter. name and fame, subtle matter. Anything we deal with in this world is matter. But Krishna is Supreme Spirit. He has nothing to do with the matter. So now Krishna is telling, the Supreme Spirit is telling, the soul stuck in the matter, worship me. We cannot. So Krishna says, all right, I have a desire to be worshipped by you, but you guys cannot worship me because you have no ability. All right, let us have a deal. I will transform myself into matter so that your eyes, ball of flesh, can see me. I will come down. I will make a facility. But don't exploit this. So Krishna is transforming himself. Prabhupada said this. So Krishna is coming. It doesn't mean every matter is Krishna. So you should know this. So when will Krishna come? When a pure devotee requests Krishna, for that only that time Krishna comes and descends. Why? This pure devotee is telling, my Lord, I know this verse, I will fulfill your desire, so please descend, then I'll serve you. Not every Tom, Dick and Harry will call Krishna, Krishna will not come. Only a pure devotee calls, Krishna will descend. Prabhupada was in Australia. Mother Malati was telling actually 3 weeks ago. Prabhupada folded his hands and said, Krishna, I am sorry. I am leaving you in the care of these natures and avanas. Take care of yourself. I am going. This Prabhupada said this. You take care of yourself. I am going. They don't know anything how to worship you. I called you, you descended. And that is pure devotee. You know? So when somebody, anyway, same example we can see in the material world. Sometimes people say, you people worship stone. But everything is paper. This is also paper. And in your pocket there are papers. You will use that paper and this paper same. In your pocket, wallet, there are money. There is money, right? Dollars. That is also paper, right? That paper, this paper, see? No, that is authorized. So if you go to treasury, what do you call, mint? So the papers will be coming. Truckload of paper. Nobody cares. It will be raining also on the trucks. And they will take out all the trunks filled with papers, cut in nice size. No one cares. But as soon as they bring the trunks into this mint, something happens there. Some stamping happens. When this trunk comes out with the same papers filled, there will be 10 police standing. Earlier it was raining, nobody was caring. Some transformation happened here. Once the same trunk comes out with the same papers, why 10 police are standing? It is authorized. One rubber stamp is, it is authorized by government. Yes or no? You will not say, you know, Prasad, they are serving out, you know, put some that tahi vada here. This paper, they say, no, not this paper. You take out same papers, $100 bill, put in this. It is also paper, right? No, that is authorized. Yes or no? That is the difference. So Prabhupada gives the analogy of post box and post office. Not every box is authorized. The box, you know, installed by post office, that is authorized. The papers authorized by government, they become dollars. They are no longer ordinary paper. Likewise, every stone is not Krishna. That stone, a pure devotee requested, my Lord, descend on the stone. That stone is Krishna. How many of you agree? So, but for us, we agree in theory. For us to realize what we have to do, we have to have this sincerity. One day, one Brahmacharya, one Pujari was sleeping in Rajapur, 4:45. Dhainaswami said, wake up. Pujari said, my Lord, I am very sick. Jaina Swami said, oh, yesterday I was watching you. You ate breakfast, lunch and dinner. You talk to people, you have no problem. Eating three times, no problem. Talking to people, no problem. But you have problem waking me up? Wake up. Yes, my Lord. So can you believe that is our state today? Jaina Swami has to come and wake us up. And you are telling, my Lord, it's so difficult. You also sleep. We'll get up together at 7 o'clock. No, that doesn't work. So my request to all of you, you know, for the temple to flourish, pujaris have to work very hard with the sincerity. Very, very important. Premaan janachurita bhakti vilochanina santa sadaiva hrudayeshu vilokayanti yamsham sundaram achinti gunasvarupam govindamadurusham tamaham bhajam. Those eyes that are anointed with the ointment of love, those people can pursue Krishna. So, then I am finishing. Can I take 3 more minutes? How many of you want me to take 3 more minutes? First thing is, what is the advantage of deity worship? It will curb the impersonal, it will curb the impersonalism. Establish a connection with Krishna, first thing. Second one, detachment from materialism, attachment to Krishna will happen. Krishna says, Prabhupada says, if you decorate the deities nicely, your desire to enjoy will go. Your desire to decorate will go. If you want to eat gulab jamun like anything, go and cook gulab jamun for Krishna 10 days. Your desire to eat bhoga will disappear. Your desire to eat prasad will not disappear, but your desire to eat bhoga will disappear. Krishna has that power. So what is the first one? Impersonalism is gone. And you will establish a connection with Krishna. What is the second one? Attachment to Krishna happens. And a detachment to the material world. Because material pleasures are temporary anyway. Cause of misery. So what is the sign we are making a progress? Some devotees have this notion. Hey, he became a temple commander. Then yesterday he became temple president. He became advanced. Advancement is not in the position. What is advancement? How is advancement measured? Advancement is measured in terms of two things. Whether their interest to listen is growing or not. Bhakti parishanubhava virakti anyatracha. What is the barrier that we are making progress? Simple. Virakti anyatracha. Our material fever will go down, our attachment to Krishna increases, our desire to hear about Krishna increases, our desire to chant Krishna's name increases. That is the proof we are making progress. Not that somebody has become a temple president, treasurer. That is not the sign of progress. And third point, when we start dealing sincerely, when our attachment to Krishna increases, Krishna gives knowledge. 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. You know? Krishna starts training you. Otherwise, what happens? Knowledge is very, very important. Krishna gives knowledge when you start rendering. Because there are so many people, they render nice service to Krishna, they do not know how to deal with devotees. If we do not know how to deal with devotees, then what happens? We should know who is a Kanishtadhikari, who is a Madhyamadhikari, who is a Uttamadhikari. If everyone comes to see Radha Sharati Vihari and eat prasad, then the community will not make progress. We should have a loving dealings. Senior devotee, respect. Kanishtadhikari means he knows very well how to worship the deity. But if you sincerely worship the deity, Krishna from within the heart will illuminate the heart with the lamplight of knowledge. Kesham tanta gatam pavam. Oh, sorry, what is it?
Janam punyakam.
No. తేషాం సతతి యుక్తానాం భజతాం ప్రీతిపూర్వకం దాని బుద్ధి యోగం తం ఏనమాప్యన్వితే తేషాం ఏనమానుకంపార్థం అహం అజ్ఞానం తమ నాశయామి ఆత్మ భావస్తో జ్ఞాన దగ్గర భాషత కృష్ణ అర్జున ఐ ఎలిమినేట్ హిస్ హార్ట్ దెన్ విల్ కమ్ టు నో విల్ అక్వైర్ ద నాలెడ్జ్ వాట్ నాలెడ్జ్ అరే హౌ టు డీల్ విత్ డివోటీ విచ్ డివోటీ టు డీల్ విత్ హౌ వాట్ వాట్ వే వి కెనాట్ పుట్ అవర్ హ్యాండ్ ఆన్ ఎవరీ డివోటీ షోల్డర్స్ Somebody is senior, somebody is junior, somebody is equal. Where there are nice, loving, loving relationships with the devotees, one another, Krishna is happy. Krishna will give more. I hear Jagannathan Prabhu making an announcement. More money will come. Two things. Krishna should be served nicely and devotees should have nice relationships. That's why Archana is very, very prominent. You can also do Archana, you know. Only Brahmin initiate do this, do. They will come and what they do. They do the Abhishek, they do Arati. Those who are not initiated, they appreciate the Brahmins. One day I should be like that. So I should get first initiation, then second initiation, then I'll go also on the altar. Unless we have this desire, we cannot make progress. Yes, Bhagavad-gita is there, Pancharatri-vidhi is there. But we want both. To strike a balance, we want a Bhagavad-gita and Pancharatri-vidhi. Bhagavad-gita means Shravanam Kirtanam. Pancharatrika deity worship. We want both. Ayendra Prabhu would every day do 4 hours. He had 2,000 saligram silas to do that. Then rest of the time, what you would do? Kirtan. So he never neglected deity worship. And he would dress Radha Shyamsundar once a week. On festivals he would dress. And every day he would have his deity worship. But the afternoon, he would do Kirtan. So we need Bhagavad Gita and Pancharatri together. And I'm done. So my request to all of you, please, when we come before, you know, Jainath Baldas Thurumai, Gaurnita and Sharadvihari, you should have this desire. My Lord, you know, you are present. I have a question for all of you. The President of America is present. Do we behave like that? So, Nectar of Venerable Devotion has 64 aparadhas, 32. How we should behave in front of the deity? How we should step into the temple? And what we should do in front of the deity? What we should not? What makes the difference is knowledge. If we do not know what we should do, what we should not do, we are driving all the way to make progress only to degrade if we don't have knowledge. Why not be open and follow systematically and behave what we should not do in front of the deity so that we make an unlimited progress? How many of us agree? Then you should attend the Nectar of Devotion classes. If not open, yeah, serious. 32 aparadhas, Padma Puran, 32 Nectar of, 32, 64. 10 offenses to the holy name. So what makes difference is the knowledge. You go, you take a picture with Bill Gates and show it to your friend. You and Bill Gates, he'll appreciate. But you go to the same picture in India, in Vrindavan, you're going on a rickshaw and this picture falls down. That rickshaw only picks up. Sir, picture, yeah, you don't know this Bill Gates? And the rickshawala says, how many rickshaws he has? Yes sir, no? Because he doesn't know. The knowledge makes the difference. So my request to you, please learn, and that deity worship is one of the limbs, and practice these things. So many people in ISKCON are trained to see Krishna only in prasad. Sunday feast. Any Sunday feast in ISKCON, I don't know Philadelphia, but I think it's a little different. Kirtan, 40 people. Lecture, New Rundan at least. Two people, including the speaker myself. Prasad, 220 people. So I really do not know. No, they have this nature. Ah, we know all these things. Kirtan, if I jump and up and down dance, some I can burn some calories. But prasad, no problem. It's not like that. So let us learn how to please the deity. How to please the deity, how to please the devotee, so that we can make a lot of progress. Please do excuse me as your humble servant. If I have spoken anything wrong, very grateful for your patient audience. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any question?
Yes, I have. I have been wondering about the devotee relationship. Even though I have seen in so many instances, so many years, even though they are devotees, what you are saying, the point is like behaving, interrelating relationship with another devotee, I think that is deteriorating. That's what I found. So when you made a point, I used to, I always pray to Krishna, why is that when you are chanting, doing all the things, why we are not being comfortable with each other? Why we are not being sensible to another person? That is the question I always pray to Krishna, what is it, what's going on here? And then today, just when Krishna made you say what I felt in my heart, and the relationship with the other devotees is very important, how to behave with others.
What is the question?
You clarified the point. This is the question I had. They are not really behaving with other people.
You have the question, you answer the question.
So let's comment as well as, you know, my point of view.
Mataji, answer is, let me tell you, I was in Chennai, year 2000. Attending the Vyasa Puja of Jayaprakash Swami, Uttama Chaitanya Prabhu, he passed away probably 9 years ago. That time he was a temple president of Malaysia. You know what he said? ISKCON, we have everything. But he said, Maharaj, Maharaj was not there, but Vyasa Puja offering, we don't chant nicely. We don't chant, our problem is we don't chant nicely. And what our Prabhupada has given, even deity worship, we don't eat nicely. Kali Yuga, all the good qualities degrade. So unless we are very diligent in retaining what we are given, I'm talking to you, I'm talking to me, I'm talking to everybody. Our tendency is to make everything cheap. I'm honest. Be it. Yes, mechanical tendency creeps into bhakti. You know, after this many years, what I realized? Bhakti is very difficult. But Krishna doesn't say that. Krishna says bhakti is very easy. Shushukam kartumavyam. Then why I felt bhakti is difficult? My answer is this. In bhakti, why it is difficult? Everything appears very easy. Stand in Mangalarti. Stand in Guru Puja. Stand in Sunday feast. And are you there? Yes. Are you not there? Yes. You are here, but your mind is elsewhere. So because we are taking it for granted and cheap, we are unable to capitalize the mercy that is coming in. What is name? Four Kumaras, they just smelt the aroma of Tulsi leaf coming from the lotus feet of Vishnu. They became ecstatic. Asyaravinda charanasya padaravinda kinjalka mishra tulasi makaranda vayu antargata svavirena chakara desham sakshobam akshara jisham abhichatta danva. When that aroma of tulsi leaf entered their nostrils, they became ecstatic. They rejected Brahman realization, started a sampradaya, Devu Bhakti sampradaya. Every day we come and drink. We have been drinking tons of charanam, tulsi charanam. We have not become ecstatic even once. Why? Offenses. We do unlimited offenses. To deities, to devotees, to the holy name. Then what happens? Where we should get the more mercy, there we are cutting out the mercy. Plus, sometimes we incur negativity also. When the chant, actually there is, when the chanting is not very good, chanting is a powerful, very powerful medicine. Because the medicine is very good or very powerful and the fever is very high, if you take 10 Tylenol at the same time, what happens? same thing here. So Mahaprabhu has given, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given this holy name, Prasad, the deity worship, everything. It's a powerful package to cleanse the heart. Valmiki chanted for 60,000 years. We don't even chant 60 years. But Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, mercy, he has given such potent forms of devotional service, Shravan Kirtan, all these things. But what are we doing? Because we do not know the power, we are abusing them, taking it for granted, developing familiarity with them. We are actually going on the other side, negative side. So what is very important? One sannyasi said, not only quantity chanting 16 rounds, qualities also. My fear is, immediately some devotee initiated will come down. Because they do not know what they are meant to get. So as long as we take it for granted, we cannot fill our temples. Okay, all the devotees are not following. Let me become that example. Okay, everyone is fallen, everyone is not doing. Let me become that. I'm talking to myself. Let me chant my rounds. Let me get up in the morning, finish my 16 rounds. When senior devotee comes, let me fold my hands. I'm not telling he's a pure devotee, but as a matter of etiquette. Prabhupada said, you know, Prabhupada spoke very against Mayavadis. But Prabhupada said, when a Mayavadi sannyasi comes, you should offer obeisance. Prabhupada, your books are filled with criticism against Mayavadis. Then why you are telling we should offer obeisance to a sannyasi? Prabhupada said, as a matter of etiquette, we have to offer obeisance to a sannyasi. So we agree to disagree. That we should learn. Somebody senior, we should respect them. Somebody equal, take association. Junior, guide them. So my point to you, as long as we do not put them in proper way, we will build temples, probably, you know, multi-million dollar temples, which is, but we may not be able to attract so many devotees, you know, so many new people. Even if new people come, we may not transform the devotees, transform them into devotees. But I want to tell you, Hare Krishna's means, Prabhupada said in Kali Yuga, the last and the best opportunity to transform their hearts. Kirtan Yoga is famous, but where are the Kirtan devotees, ISKCON devotees? Not many. Why? Prasad is, I mean, vegetarianism is famous because Prabhupada brought it, but we are not there. Why? Because we have serious disagreements. I mean, between each other or one another. So my point, even if everyone is not following, let me follow. Let me set an example. Let me not listen to Vaishnava Prabhupada. Let me worship Krishna nicely. You know, okay, somebody is not waking up. It is already 4:45. In 15 minutes, Krishna should wake up. You change the dress and go on the altar and wake up Krishna. No, today is not my service. Don't let Krishna stay like this. If you do like this, Krishna will reciprocate at least with you. Bhakti is simple, not easy. Who is the problem? I myself. My lethargy and complacency are two enemies, deadly enemies to bhakti. As long as we have these two enemies, though bhakti is very easy, we cannot progress. But if you express sincerity, Prabhupada is watching, and Jainan Balsurmai, Gauranithai, Radha Sivadivari are watching. I am not telling devotees are not making progress. Actually, one time I said, the grocers in America, they are very selfless. They give their money, energy, time. Krishna knows all the difficulties that we are going. But let us walk 10 miles an hour, little bit more. I am not telling 100 miles an hour. Little more. Let me make a resolution. I'll come to Mangalarti once a week. Or if you are very far, I'll call devotees into my home once a week Mangalarti. If your son has a swimming class 6 o'clock, you won't go? Or if your son has a swimming class once in a... I'm not telling every day. Okay, if not festivals, Janmashtami, Gaur Purnima. So little bit. I'm not telling come every day. If we have this resolution, okay, nobody is coming, I'll come. Then see what happens. I will come. If seven people come to Mangalarati, you know how much pleased Prabhupada will be? Okay, you don't need to come every day. Come for festivals or Sunday. I'm sorry if I'm speaking anything wrong, do excuse me. But what I see others outside, maybe it's happening here. Other temples, I don't come here often. I'm just telling you. Any other question? I think I'm getting late. Done. Thank you very much. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.